Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
There's been no removal of the chair or vice chair. You're just being an obstructionist, and I'm sick of it.
Wow, that was Ernie Trakas last night yelling at Tim Fitch. And we're going to lead off Overtime today with Charlie Brennan and Amy Marks-Kors talking about the St. Louis County Council. Good morning to you both. And What do you think about letting Andy Cohen know about what the county council is like these days? Because it's almost like one of those housewives shows, isn't it?
Good point. Real housewives are real county council members of St. Louis.
Any thoughts about what happened? There was a revolt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to kind of wrap your arms around exactly what happened, but Ernie Trakas going after Tim Fitch for introducing a motion to rescind the re-election of Lisa Clancy to the position of chair, which is a controversy that we have discussed previously. The meeting totally went off the rails after there was a unanimous passage of a bill that allows federal funds for rental assistance during the pandemic. I'm not really sure where to start, Charlie, but your thoughts?
Well, just real briefly, last year there was a mistake made when they changed the charter, and they said that the county council chair would be selected on the first meeting of the year, whereas the newly sworn in member, in this case Shalonda Webb, who defeated Ms. Walton Gray back in August, would be sworn in on the second one. To make a long story short, that means that Shalonda Webb, who's the new county council member, has no say in the leadership this year. Now, that's just completely wrong. It makes no sense. Again, it's like Lacey Clay, the outgoing congressman, voting on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi before his successor, Cori Bush, has a chance. But she, of course, is the elected representative. And that's how it is with Shalonda Webb. And so last night, there were four members of the county council who said, we want to re-vote on this. And the chair, Lisa Clancy, who I think was in a completely brazen power grab, said, no, I'm not going to give it up. You can vote again next year in 2022, but I've got this seat. Well, it's she may have the law on her side because of a mistake that was made. There's no way that the lame duck lawmakers should be voting on the leadership for the next session. And that's what happened.
So you have a vote from Rochelle Walton Gray, who the council is saying that vote shouldn't count. That should be Shalonda Webb's vote. And you have Clancy as the council chair, and you have Tim Fitch, among others, saying you are no longer the chair, and she's saying I am the chair. So if I have my facts straight, we've got allegations of a fraudulent vote and obstruction to a peaceful transfer of power. Have I heard this story before? Or, I mean, come on, people, this is bizarre to me that this is happening on the county council. It's kind of embarrassing for local government, but yeah. I mean, but it was so bizarre watching the video.
If the charter says it's the first meeting and that was a mistake, do you retroactively fix that mistake or go according to the charter? I mean, I guess that's the real question, right?
Well, I think really Ms. Clancy morally should say, look, let's have a vote of those who are serving this year and not try and take advantage of some loophole to keep power. As for Mr. Trakas, he's a Republican. He's voting with her. Why? Well, she is aligned with the county executive, Sam Page. And Sam Page last year privately paid off an accuser of Mr. Trakas who had claimed harassment in the office. And Trakas is grateful for that. So he's aligned with Page as well. Otherwise, he'd be voting with the Republicans. So there's a lot of politics here, and none of it really is very clean.
Isn't he also the vice chair, though, and he would not be in that power position if this vote went through? Okay. Well, it continues. I'm sure we'll be talking about this again. In the meantime, it looks like more corporations, speaking of power, are continuing to leave Senator Josh Hawley, Brian Cave, Ameren, and Edward Jones among local companies, pausing donations to Hawley after last week's violence at the Capitol. We had the co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Total Information AM this morning because now the Lincoln Project is going after Hawley, and their ad basically just juxtaposes what he said about overturning a legitimate vote when after the Trump impeachment and then what he said about overturning a vote. I mean, they basically just used his two clips of his own words against him. Any idea, Amy, how long this will continue with Josh Hawley, and do you think companies will continue to pause their donations?
Well, as far as the companies, I mean, Josh Hawley is going to, he's dug in his heels, and this is the hill he's chosen to die on, what, you know, depending on how long his political career lasts. He's putting, to continue with the cliches, he's putting all of his eggs in this basket, which is ostensibly an attempt to keep the Trump base in 2024, because I think he knows a lot of GOP voters will hold their nose and vote for the Republican candidate for president, so I don't think he's concerned about them. He's more concerned about the Trump base. That's who he doesn't want to lose, and that's who he's hoping to have to gain the advantage over other Republican candidates. As far as the companies go, I mean, I'm guessing it's a temporary thing based on context on what's happening. It's not that these companies are suddenly turning their back on the entire GOP, so how they're giving money to the PACs. Oh, no. I don't think this is not a 180 about face.
Well, but they're not giving money to any candidates. That's the key here. This situation is so poisonous. Right. They want no part of it. Right now, these politicians are just, they're poison. And especially with Hawley, who's connected to the mob that took over the Capitol. And they showed that some of the guys were walking through with the Confederate flags. Another guy had a T-shirt. If this is accurate, I mean, I saw it, unless it was Photoshopped. It said 6MNE. And that refers to 6 million, not enough. There's no way any corporation or anybody for that matter should be associated with that mob. And they can't be. So they're like backing off. And the true test, I think you're right, guys. The true test will be how long they keep this up. If they come back in 6 months and start throwing money, we'll know that was just a PR ploy. Or are they really concerned about what happened last Wednesday?
Well, I think that's my point with the money that's not going to the PACs now. They're not making an about face from here on out. At least I don't believe so. I think it will be temporary. They've got their own business interests. They're not going to turn on those because of this moment. They're going to pause them. And I think once the chaos settles down, you will see companies returning to those donations to the GOP and Republican PACs.
Maybe so. And if they go back to Hawley, that'll be interesting.
It's 8:42. It's round two of Overtime on KMOX. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Marks-Kors and Charlie Brennan. All right, we've been talking a lot about the events of last week at the Capitol, so they have clearly put in some more safety protocols at the U.S. Capitol to avoid mayhem again. But the people taking umbrage in some cases are some Republican members of Congress who were angry yesterday over new security systems implemented at the Capitol. Safety measures included metal detectors, which one Republican lawmaker called, I can't remember the word he used, abhorrent. Thank you, Chris. That was the word he used. Metal detectors were abhorrent. Rodney Davis apparently had to get in between one lawmaker and Capitol Police because one of his colleagues was so angry about new security measures. This is what St. Louis Congresswoman Cori Bush had to say.
If they won't abide by the simple things that this job calls for, then go find another one.
Why so angry over increased security? Any ideas, Charlie Brennan?
Oh, brother. What a question. I have no idea. You know, it just... I can't explain the behavior of some people. I think it's
do you know who I am? I am special. I get to skate through.
Yeah, and there are other simple measures too. And I think we mentioned this yesterday when the members were huddling away from the rioters last Wednesday. Lisa Blunt Rochester, a Democrat, and this is caught on video now, offered masks to some of the Republicans who were huddling in close quarters and close proximity in a 238-year-old building with bad ventilation. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, she declined a mask. So did Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Why would you do that? Why would you put these other people in danger of your, you know, the virus that could be coming out of your mouth?
Let's put a pin in the mask thing because we'll go closer to home with that one in just a second.
Well. Yeah.
But any thoughts, Amy?
No. And, you know, I'm wrong often, and I was wrong here because, to be quite honest, I thought they had metal detectors at the Capitol already because I walked through a metal detector to go into Busch Stadium or other arenas or concerts, obviously the airport. I probably just assumed that they had metal detectors at the Capitol already.
It's possible that the lawmakers were able to walk around. I recall once I was at a school board meeting in the city of St. Louis at the Clyde Miller Academy, and all of us in the press had to go through the metal detector. But the president of the board, who was kind of, she was interesting in her actions at the time, Veronica O'Brien, was able to walk around them. And I thought, of all the people walking through this, you know, the school board members, I think they should be the ones who have to walk through, but she didn't. And that's maybe how Congress, I don't know, I'll have to call John Shimkus or Rodney Davis and find out, do congressmen, do they have metal detectors in the Capitol?
I was in D.C. 2 years ago, I think, and I believe that Amy's right that they do have a lot of security at the Capitol, but so I suppose the change is that now lawmakers have to go through it, and so they don't want to because they're special.
The lines back up. Just take all your stuff out of your pockets.
Well, you know, welcome to the world, right? This is what we're all dealing with. Okay, so talking about masks, as Charlie brought up, yesterday in Jefferson City, now you remember there was kind of a big hoo-ha last year because there were pictures of the Senate and the Assembly in Jefferson City, nobody wearing a mask. So they took a vote yesterday and voted down following CDC protocols when it comes to masks. They Republicans, I think, pretty much all voted against it, and the Democrats pretty much all voted for wearing masks. So it's voluntary. You can wear a mask in the house if you want to in Jefferson City. But to throw a bone to Democrats, they said, well, if you are worried about your health and you have to testify, you can testify virtually if it's pre-approved first by a committee. So I guess that means if they don't want to hear from you, then you either show up in person or you don't get heard. Since you brought up the masks, Charlie, what's your thought on that situation? By the way, Shamed Dogan, who is a Republican from Baldwin, who wants to challenge Sam Page and had questions about the way Sam Page handled COVID, he also voted against mandatory masks.
He voted against it, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I was listening to a report yesterday on this guy by the name of Eamon Bundy. He is, I believe, in Idaho, and he's been... he and his family have made claims to federal lands, and sometimes, you know, they've been in the news quite a bit the past 10 or 20 years. So anyway, apparently he's also heading up this group that is for freedom and not masks. And he was encouraging everybody to go to Washington, D.C., I heard in this taped interview, and he was telling everybody not to wear a mask. So in some segments of society, I don't know, it's a sign of freedom or resistance or something not to wear a mask, which, again, I think that if you're on your farm in Idaho and no one's around you, fine while you're tilling the land. But if you're in a committee hearing room in Jeff City or Washington, D.C., and other people might be exposed to your coronavirus, I think you got to put that mask on.
I agree. I don't understand at all of all the things to be upset about right now and all the division that's in our country, in our state government. Why would you say you don't want to wear a mask at the Capitol? It makes no sense to me.
We have to take a break. It's 8:49, and we'll have round three of OT right after this. It's 8:52. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Markscores and Charlie Brennan. President Trump is on the verge of being impeached for a second time. The House planning this unprecedented vote 1 week after he encouraged a mob of loyalists to fight like hell against the election results. And among the first Republicans to break with the president was Liz Cheney. The House impeachment is very likely. And Amy, how do you see this playing out in the Senate? Because it looks like Mitch McConnell's kind of trying to have it both ways.
Right. He has talked about, well, I don't think I'm going to call the Senate to convene earlier so that we can make this vote before the 19th. But he's not condemning the idea of impeaching President Trump. It feels like, my guess is, they're just going to try to run out the clock. Now, I guess that opens up the opportunity once the power changes hands and you have a Biden administration with a Democrat-controlled Senate, that they could possibly do a post-administration impeachment to prevent Trump from running for office again. I don't know the legal details behind that, but I think they're going to try to run out the clock. I don't see an accelerated impeachment process that could put maybe some senators in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah, the Senate would be a trial, and I don't think there's enough time to do it before the 20th. And I'm not trying to come to the president's defense, because his conduct, you know, is certainly subject to impeachment, but he has the right to a fair trial. That means preparation with his lawyers, the time to explain his case. I just don't think you can do that in an afternoon. I thought last week, okay, they could impeach in the morning in the House and then have the trial in the Senate, have it all done in one day. And then I thought about it again. No, that's not the way to put a president on trial. It has to be something where the defendant has a chance to really defend himself. And you can't do that in 60 minutes.
But I think you're right that technically they could. You know what I mean? Like, should they versus could they? My understanding is technically, because the facts are out there, because what the trial would be looking at, things that occurred in front of our very eyes, that if the Senate wanted to do an accelerated impeachment, they could. Not that they legally or constitutionally could not, correct?
I just think overall, the President of the United States is going to be a hindrance if we keep concentrating on him to progress. You know, right now we've sent out 25 million vaccine doses, but only 9 have been in arms. In Missouri, 2.9% of us have been vaccinated. I mean, come on. At some point, we really have to say, okay, Trump is history. Let's move on with the real business of this world.
Well, let's look at a post-Trump world, because the PGA Championship will no longer be held at Trump National Golf Club Bedminster. It was supposed to be there next year, hosting that major. The PGA said it has become clear conducting the PGA Championship at Trump Bedminster would be detrimental to the PGA of America brand. Now, New York City ending its contracts with the Trump Organization to run a golf course in the Bronx and skating rinks and carousel in Central Park. So, Amy, what do you think the brand looks like after this?
Well, it should be stained. It should be a brand of a narcissist who embarrassed and disgraced democracy and our country.
Charlie?
Well, of course, it's poison, and nobody wants to touch it. And we're talking corporations, we're talking political donors, we're talking golf courses, and it's going to spread through the GOP. I mean, there's just no other way around it.
Well, here is What's on Tap, which is sponsored by KFC.com.
We're going to talk to Tim Fitch, a member of the St. Louis County Council, who was part of that fracas last night with Ernie Trakas and others. Also, we're going to talk to Jonathan Clements on easy money that you can pick up off the ground, like a $20 bill. Easy money for you. Plus, John Bowman, professor of law at Mizzou on impeachment. That and more.
Tired after a long day of working and taking care of the kids? Take the night off and let KFC do the home cooking for you. Pick up a $20 fill-up today, order ahead, or use contactless delivery on KFC.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!